after our testing, Mina Gamadina, you have to try to do what the force is, to try to make people happy, and try to make that love happy, make the reverse one happy. That's the balance to try to strike at these two rooms. Okay, so without further ado, just again, we're here to speak of Mahalo. This is again, we're going to have another again, this is Torah Tonah, this is Shavanara, Kutur, Simon, Shinlam, and Hay. And I brought with me home. This is the first Yuzi Mana, very important compendium called the Nishmat Avraham. Hilchot Chol and Rolf and Rafu. On these particular simonim, Shinlam is Hey through Shinlam is Hey. These five simonim, you have to say, he goes to town. This is Mama Shinzik. And not only is he having his original statement, Nishmat Avraham and Yoritea, which I have over here, just printed originally Tavshin Men Hey, pretty long time ago. But he has appendix, the Nishmat Avraham, Chelek Dalet, Al Abad, Telka Shulmanor. So this came out of Tavshin Nun Beis, much more recently. And here he has also a tremendous amount on these simonim for reasons we'll get to as we go. Okay? So we'll be using these for Nishmat Avraham until we get out of the colon, which ends Shulam Atef in a second. Okay. The first is Indian Bika Cholos. Let me explain to you, as a Rav in a shul, you're expected to be a Navi. To know anyone in the shul is sick, you have to know about it, you have to go visit them in a hospital, you have to go visit them in a house. I don't have to get to the yard, no clue. Never excuse. I know someone left up in my shul, a parent or someone left up was very sick with cancer, and I knew nothing about it. Zero. They didn't say anything to me, no one said anything to me. And all of a sudden the person is in a terminal stage and there is a zipter. And it was a stark time against the Rav. How come he didn't do anything, didn't say anything, didn't, wasn't comforting, wasn't pastorally appropriate during the terrible illness, the contracted illness of the parent of this particular member of the community. Didn't know that. So my wife says, Rabbi, it's your job to know about it. So I guess this is not Malabat. So you're supposed to know everything I'm doing at home. Because no evidence happening in the Kehillah, you're supposed to know that too. I guess I wasn't a good rabbi. I was too busy in my storm. Didn't come on the scuttle bus, didn't overhear things in the back of the shul. And that's the story. Now the whole thing got down on my shul. Because when the Misha Barak was completely out of hand, so I went to the more recent American version of Misha Barak, which is, we had a mix of Misha Barak, and everyone puts in their own name into the, sentence while in the pause and the action. So, too late, it comes to rage. Now that this happens, you don't know who's sick. But before you know who's sick, you have to walk in there with a list of 25 names. I know who's sick. The person who's saying anything doesn't know who's sick. So they gave a list of names. So it's getting completely out of hand. You have people to walk in with lists. At least we wanted to charge a dollar a day. The dollar was coming immediately, but I thought that was against the Israel Constitution. We can commercialize the service. So that was. So we went to this new one. Anyway. So the Rav has no sick. And the tour begins, pouring in from the Rabban. The person should pray to Hashem that he should not become sick. When the person becomes sick, they tell him, Hove is supposed to be for them. The Kabbalah and the Hove are all right. Someone should help you out. Once you get sick, you want to get better. Go bring a skus to become partner. That's how it starts. So we should all down into Kaddish Baruch, we should remain healthy. Refa'einu Hashem v'neirotha, we say v'neir shmanez, there's no need, oh, we're sick, and then now it's good healthy. If the person is healthy, you should pray to remain healthy. No? Adi Hashem v'vecha. That means that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is kolamakwa, asher osu v'nitraim lo'asim olam. It's just not v'nitraim lo'asim olam. The biggest refuah is not to get sick in the first place. It's the biggest refuah. I want you to dive in the heart, to put a slow to remain healthy. The office is real young and vibrant. Shem Yerachim, the people who are young are also sick. And you'll get older, Mr. Shem. You can start dying now, it's not too early, to be blessed with good health. But to leave the sick, they want to bring a close to be put. Okay. Once a person, Chalila becomes sick, says the Zohar, according to the Rabban, mitzvah al-chalazim l'makom. Chidush nifzah v'nara. That's all I didn't believe it. The rabbi, you're not going up to the hospital, you're not going up to the people who are sick. فهو ما خدش الاخبار بيتبع خاطر ما بعده دي بدينا فيك خالص الرابع جاب فيك خالص طب تنايا معي سنة بيتبع خالص ما بعده ده تاني بعد الرابع Everyone, that's a rabbanish job. Rabbi is also a person. Sometimes the rabbi comes in, he can do better than others. Sometimes he can't do as well as others. But he's the one he seems to be to call them on. But it's mitzvah call every mechadish to people. Mitzvah call out on the back. So everyone is required to clear to do big call. It's not a rabbinical prerogative. On the other hand, if the rabbi himself comes to do big call, perhaps it could in some cases be better and more significant and more important than the private citizens come. One of the Indian armies, oh, the rabbi's views for better or worse in his community, the Chosheb Yid. That's the way it is. It's a badge that we wear. And we better wear it well. So the rabbi's view is the Chosheb Yid. He comes, the Chosheb Yid comes to visit me in the hospital. Ooh, this is something important. That is to give the person an extra little chizuk. And just tell you one brief anecdote. This past Purim, there was a woman, a neighbor of mine, who was in her 90s, and she was in hospital with a heart condition. And it turned out that after a few Gilgulim, there was no one to read the Megillah for her Purim night. No one for nobody. There was no one there. This was supposed to be enough different rabbi community. They're going to take care of it. I thought to take care of it. What's taking care of it? So it's 9 o'clock, 10, whatever it was at night, I got a call. What's the big deal? I'll go myself to the hospital. I'll read the Megillah for her. What's the difference going to be for her? Everyone's getting drunk and everyone's going to get out of it. Nobody's going to get drunk for a night. And I wasn't going to get drunk anyway. So let me do a real mitzvah. And instead of whatever, learning and stuff the Megillah, what else am I going to do? I went to the hospital to read the Megillah for this 90-ish, 90 plus day with a heart, serious heart condition. I went to read the Megillah and I walked in there myself. She was there with a delegate. And I was like, I woke, she was so almost glad again. And I read the Megillah, and she said the brachas. It was a very hot, warming, and very fascinating experience to see how much she was, and what she was talking about, her daughter and her grandchildren and another rabbanim. Oh, Rabbi Lewis came so 10:30 at night. So I got there, it was about 10:30 at night, into the intensive care, well, the regular room, but I went into my room in the hospital, and he read the Megillah for me. And you see? The Rav, it wasn't so hard for me to go eat the Megillah, and it took a little time, but that's all. So it just means I came a little later to the various chagigas that I attended. No one missed me. I said, all right. I came a little to the second shift. And it was a kind of tremendous mitzvah, which is a bigger mitzvah for me, because this lady's eyes, you know, ooh, the Rav is so kosher. So you have to understand, if kosher not the venech, the Rav should stay in shore after. You're the Rav, so you're viewed as an important personage. And if you do big a call, sometimes even to resist the Kriyas Megillah, not that I didn't want anything else besides that, and any bacha can read the Megillah, but if the Rav comes into it himself, it makes the person feel better. And therefore, you should never, although again, because Chol is a mitzvah for all Jews, I'll call them, if you yourself do it, it gives someone a greater chizuk to the Chol, and that's a big mitzvah in its own right. And if you think that the need of dignity spends so much time on the Chol, continues the Torah, she came and seated on the Kodesh Baruch Hu, she lived on the Chol. And it says, Vayera, Elam Hashem, Elonim Amri. So, If the Kaddish Baruch Hu comes to the Kachol, then you go to the Kachol. You shouldn't limit your Kachol to the Kachol in the town. Everyone, whoever has a shaykhah, you see, here's the problem. Some shuls are so big, there are no shaykhahs of the people. There's no other people. And they want to know why they didn't come to the Kachol for this individual you never heard of in your life. So, that's maybe somewhat of a sign, not as much. Frankly, the big Kachol that I concentrate on, I have a small community, a small shul, the people whom I would visit, even if they were sick. First of all, the personal shackles, is to go to a Bikachol. That's a very important thing, to go to a stranger Bikachol. That's also a mitzvah. But you know, when it comes to that mitzvah, you go back again to the old rule, which applies even to rabbis, yes. The Gemara Bar Kotz, the Pesach Bar Kotz, a little bit, even Yonim. The Gemara earlier Bar Kotz says that the Efshal HaSotah Dech Erim, you learn as a seven of the mitzvah. The thing is, they told you before, that if it's your personage, it has an impact upon the person who's sick more than another, hard thing to measure in every case. Very hard thing to measure. Okay. Now what is the purpose of the Kachol? What is that business purpose? So the Torah again quotes in the Ramban a number of purposes of the Kachol. One, Yavakesh Olav Rachamim Finisakila Machayo. So the Davin. I you can daven elsewhere. We have to come to visit the Holy Commandment. Sure, come in your house. So apparently the greater, the tefillah is more effective in a situation in which you come to visit the Holy. Why is that so? I can give you two reasons why it's so. Number one, and it's almost shvileria. The person sees someone who's sick, sees, you know, oh, you never, how sick he is, how bad he looks. This can lead you to a more sincere feel of his recovery than if you just hear about it by word of mouth. Number two, one could argue, the tefillah is more effective by the Chola because it says in the Chazal, Shechina l'mala mirashot l'shechol. If the Shechina is found right on the top of the head of a Chola, by Ishtam, Yisrael, by Eshev, Alavita, by Echi, and therefore the person is davening by the bedside, mamish davening by the Shechina. Remember the story from my brother, who was like a nurse, he had a daughter who was quite ill. And thank God she had a complete recovery, but it was a young child, and he stayed near her bedside, didn't want to leave her alone. And my brother is, he's like called fanatical, but feel of the people. He doesn't like to miss the doctor with people no matter what. And I was talking about it, I was sort of comforting him, you know, as it's important prospect to have his daughter. He said, I'm sure he must feel bad, he's not down for the people. He said, no, I don't feel bad at all. Why not? Why the Davenant Tzibur? What's the Davenant Tzibur? Just call me out, Sarah, Shechita Shari. You have 10 people in a room, but the Shechita is there. That's all about the Davenant Tzibur. We're not robots who follow the Shechita Shari. The Davenant Tzibur is a higher reason. You're in the Shechita Shari. Look, stand up. Shechita Lamalek, Marashot HaShechola. So if I'm sitting in the hospital with my daughter and they're in bed, davening, the same Shechina that's here that would be with 10 people in the shul. What a comment. So the person goes to be the Cholim and is davened by the bedside. It's a special Indian of a direct line to the Shechina. That's the first reason to go to be the Cholim. We own the davened in a more effective manner. Yeah. Look, I'm not here to make a generality. The fire throw happened in my family. And I think it certainly is a very important story. And how it applies in every case depends upon the person, particular circumstance. You know, a person can have time and normally they go do the week of home and still daven a minute. They can daven tefillah to the chola in the Beit HaChola, in the hospital, and they can daven on the private house, and they can daven shul again with a minute. No contradiction. But this, of course, would be the best way to do it if time and scheduling allow. Okay, that's number one. Number two. The Gabi Tokshir Oleil Ma'ayim Bin Yono. If it's time for some government, the Stadal Bola, Seal of the Old Sessi, it's absolutely rapsal the bottom. Very, very important. The person sees that he needs something, and he tries to get it to him, and remarkable. Look at the lust of the tour. The Old Sessi, he arranges, right? She is absolutely rapsal the bottom, and they will sweep the floors, and they will mop the floors, and make sure it's clean, no germs, save the patient. What kind of lust is this? So the space of the Gemara Besefta, and the Dorim on that men. The Gemara that tells about the story of Rabbi Akiva. Of Rabbi Akiva, who had a Talmud who was sick. And Rabbi Akiva came, and the Parsha Pshat in the Gemara, which is quoted by the Prisha, it says, call after the Talmidah Rabbi Akiva. Well, this is the Chacham of the Makro. Rabbi Akiva came in, Wow. So what is that expression for Ota Shechata? So the preacher explained, Ain't Torah Shechata and Mavakar Asmo, and when Shechata the Nebesa Shalapola, Shechata the Yeratzul the Bono. Where did he get it from? So one of them, a person says, I don't know who it is. I saw a few Svarim. Maybe it's in the side of the Shulchan Aruch, or maybe it's in the Nishmat Avraham. I told you I saw a few Svarim. Look up a few Svarim to prepare for this year. One of them says, ah, Rabbi Akiva, he himself would be Mechavad of a rabbi to go to Lador. The Mechavad of a that's not the Shah. The Shah is that the Rabban puts it, the oath, and he arranged that the Kibbut and the Rebut would be done. Who says this? Quoted in the Prisha. It's Avishaya Berlin in his parish on the side of the Shultz. Shultz is talking to Tashim Achre. He says, Tashim Kosh Alomad, Rabbi Kiva Zilzot, Rasbub, Kol Torosu, Kol Kaha. to mop the floor. I don't know. You see, Dick Adonis today is doing, I guess. I don't know. Maybe in those days it was unlikely that it really happened. But the Kaim and the Salam of the Potter. What do you say about that? Salam of the Potter? What are you talking about? Parashat the Metallic. Salam to the end. Doc, I've heard of the Chvod of Potter from Hashem and Tavayda. Huh? Hashem and Tavayda. You're never going to cover that part of the Zohar of Mendes Yichvoto, versus the money of the person who's, I mean, it's not going to be the answer. Why is it a lie? What's happened to Salamsa? Is it Salamsa flying to someone who's dying? I have ALS. I also have Smicha. I'm going to go jump into the water when someone starts drowning. Mendes Yichvoto. I don't know what you're saying here. Salamsa the puzzle. What are you talking about? Well, maybe it's... What a gewaltig, correct. If you walk in there, the people are in the hospital say, this important man. Someone's looking after the patient. So we call that accountability. Accountability is critical in any hospital. Let me tell you, experience. People go into hospitals, and with all their greatness in the world in which they live, but if no one in the hospital knows who they are, there's no accountability. Frankly, there's one person better than the rabbi to come in to serve them. Who can guess? A doctor. Send the doctor to Yeshua to do big kacholim. They go with their big, you know, their big, big day cover, big day kahuna. With all the medical things there, and they ask who's in charge here? Who's the nurse? Who's the doctor? Look up and they start saying, who are you? I'm a friend. And another doctor comes in. But some of my shul never passed away, but when he was sick last summer, so all the doctors, he was very well. My shul was, thank God, I mean, many doctors, per capita, we ran high in the doctor shul. And all the doctors, was President Elter of Europe for years, he could hardly speak broken English. One doctor, and another doctor, and another doctor, and another doctor came in from the and I said, who is this man? This man must speak up to him. Because there are doctors, who's important, and the top of the peck was a doctor. 15 doctors walked in a span of a week, and everyone asked, what's with him? Why are you doing this? They were very accountable. They would let it slip. Just now I have a situation. I must have murdered to keep it out. Talk about it too. After my shul, an elderly Jew, fine, wonderful Jew, was sick, very serious illness. And he was admitted to a hospital where his son is a physician on staff. And I went to visit a few times, and I saw with everything, with the perfect care that was given, the fact that the son came in all the time and spoke to the doctors all the time, and everyone was on top of everybody, and he wouldn't accept what they wanted to do, even though what they were doing was conventional medical wisdom, but he said they could do a little bit better and try a little bit harder. I'm ashamed of thought about it. So. The rabbi can walk into this. It's very important. I say, rabbi, go to the call of an hospital. You say, doctor. The friend is probably a doctor, no? Doctor. If you go in, it's more important. Because, you know, maybe I can down it better. I don't want to go down. We don't know who down it better. That's no one. There are a bunch of them. But it comes to this other part of us, she is constantly around to the bottom. Then a doctor can do even better than their own. Well, if you see people walking in, no one visits, they say, that's not kosher. What can I tell you? That's supposed to be the way hospitals are supposed to take care of every patient. With the same vigor, the same, you know, enthusiasm. It's just, we're only human. It's just the way, that's just life. It's real life. Okay, that's the second reason for Bikachol. I believe the third reason for Bikachol is what we consider to be the simplest reason of all. It's not even sound the parish in the tour and run around Banner and Shobanara. What's that? Huh? Yeah, make us feel better. I don't mean feel better by having the nurses and walk the floor. I mean, psychologically. That's what we call Bikachol. You go in, you schmooze. Some of us, you know, all the, I don't want to say what Lashon Hara, Chas V'Shalom. You tell them what's going on in the world, you know, the good things are the perfect gang, you tell them that that'll make them feel better. You tell them that they're great, you know, who got engaged and a baby. You tell the guy, he's out of the loop. He's never stuck an answer. You explain to him and you show him a smile. And you're, whatever. Look, you know what interests him. You know what interests him, but whatever's interesting to him, and you make it feel better psychologically. That's the wrong job, not only the wrong, but the wrong is supposed to be good at that. Pastoral psychology, I believe, is given by Dr. Levitt, that gives it there in his achievement. He's a wonderful, wonderful man. And I hope that you learn from them a lot. And if you can't learn very much from other people. Or, I was going to say, take him now, and I was leaving. That's a big problem we have here. But he's a wonderful man, and I must say that when I was young, we didn't realize the importance of this aspect of Rabbanan. And it's not only Rabbanan. I'm not going to be a Rabbanan. I'm going to be a Mechanah. I'm going to be a Rebbe Yeshiva. I'm going to be a Rosh Yeshiva, the Rosh Yeshiva. I don't know about pastoral stuff. That's absurd. Absurd. Anyone that deals with people, you have to know how to deal with them, how to talk to them, how to be nice to them, how to understand them. It's very important. I mean, it's a career in social work. I'm not going that far. But a little bit of how to handle people, and you should watch them. Watch the local roads. We have a lot of, I know records they're coming from. You have pros, super pros, Yeshuv and Rabbanim. Mamish pros. So you watch them. You know, slip around them a little bit, look around, see how to handle situations. Mamish pros. So you should watch how they do things and learn from them. Okay, so that's the third aspect of Bikachol. Okay, so there's three different aspects. And for this reason, it's a tremendous, tremendous mitzvah. Fine. Is Bikachol a mitzvah d'oraisa? So there's a whole discussion here in the post, is it d'oraisa, is it not d'oraisa? The more d'arsh is it for a particular psukim. Doesn't sound like it's really a real divot, but it's not for the alma. That's what the Torah quotes. The Gemara and which says this is the mitzvah of Bikachol. Some say, based on this, that he gets Haralichim. A Derech Yelchubah. You know, slept at Asmukhu for half an hour, he gets like a shot of an hour, and he's first thing in the but this is not Bikachol. Bikachol, where the rabbi was, he was living down the block in Europe. We're not all slept out that's what. No. A Derech Yelchubah, there's even a scar of Haralichim, according to the first one would say shot on that basis, Yelkuba. Is it really a Dinda Araita? They quote here the Rambam holds in the beginning of the Mosavo Perikidalis, Halach Alas. He said that it's a Dinda Rabbana, but it's the Chlau, Mitzvah Zathora, Shalom Amma Rebbe Kabot. So with those in the Shia, this year we learned at the beginning of the Tzav Sukkah, and we learned the Sukkah Shem Ochel, the Ochel Kibit the Potom and the Mitzvah, spoke about it to Rabbi Neon and Brochus, with Steve that, Rabbi Shach and the Rav, the Kamon of the Brochus, that Bika Chol was a specific Mitzvah to the Rabbana, the Chul Akra, but Bika Chol was also a key of a Mitzvah that writes a Klolin of the Akra Eva Kamon. So it's both. There could be a specific, narrowly defined mitzvah of the Rabbanan for Bikacholim. It's also included in the general din d'oraisa of the Akhler Eva Kamoch. That's both. Fine. There's all discussion about when a person should go in. This is a chain. You should be going the first day, go in the second day, go in the third day. These are things that no longer really apply in the full sense. But it's also important to know when not to do. That's the soul over here. You can do this hour, you can do the other hour, then we'll be in the Shofanaro. So, you don't know when to come? Try your best. No, don't come when he doesn't want to see you. I remember once, there was a close friend of my father's who was unfortunately in a terminal cancer situation. They wanted so much to go see him. And he said, please don't come. Didn't want people to see him that way. Please don't come. Let him go. I wanted to go. You don't go do because you want to do. If they feel an emotional need to go, this is the whole thing after all, this. He said, don't come. So as a rule, you honor his wish, don't come. There could be exceptions. But the rule is a person doesn't want to be seen, you don't come. However, you can certainly talk to them on the telephone. There's a person who fulfills the call on the telephone. You can't find out in the Shulchan Aruch. There's no telephones in those days. But you can find it in a good motion. Here we go. Quote here in the Mishmas Avraham. Igret Moshe is the Yoredei Chelgal for the Reish Chav Gimel, so you can kind some part of it up through the telephone. That's the whole thing. As I said before, the idea of making it feel better psychologically, that the telephone works. To make it feel better physically, to go take care of his needs if it's not work, and to daven, try also doesn't work. The two ways, you're only batting 1 for 3. Not bad. 3-3-3 is not bad, but still only 1 for 3. But as Amalfi came, you can't go, it's too far away, or you just can't make it. So it's important to call a person up who's not feeling well. That's important. And the other person kind of said the same thing. Okay. So the Lama writes in Simon Shin Lamed Hey, is they that feel about God or yet for the back of our cousin. And even if you're, who are you, who is it, right? Should still go and visit someone who is, quote unquote, a lesser individual, to come on and accept the Torah, Lamed Tet of a day. And then it says, if you bend Gilo, you take away Echad Mishishim the polio. What that means, I don't know. I don't know what the word means. I'm not sure what that one means, what Gilo means. I'm not sure what Echad Mishishim the polio means. I don't know. But apparently some Indian takes away something from the polio when you walk in. You don't have shots, you don't have shots. We got a shot. Let's hold it tomorrow. Let me know tomorrow what the shot is. So far, I don't know what the word means. You know what I mean? Got a shot? Come on. Gematius is only gone. We know how to meet the humming the hybrid. But what does it mean? Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Take it. Well, and why is he not going to heal? Yeah, I understand. So it's, yeah, I know. That's what I understand. That's what he walked up from. This man heals the Gavon Bava Mishir Daf Laman of the Bay. Maybe look over there, look at the green book. Maybe you have a shot. I don't know. I didn't see what he says. I didn't look it up. If you have a shot, please let me know. And the final thing he was, the word thing. So he goes to the wedding invitation, he says, I am Dave Gimel. No, that's all he says. I am Dave Gimel, if not Gilo. So he says, that's yours. So what does it mean? I know you're writing me a letter of invitation. Don't you know you're putting those words, you know what it means? Maybe your father knows what it means. He's not an invitation. I said that on my invitation too. But I don't know what it means, the word thing. So they say, but he looks at Maslow, and he has to sit there. I should have heard. Again, I don't know. I'll tell you, I don't know. The legend discussion here, which I'm going to skip over for right now, just mentioned briefly in the same Nishmat Avraham, about a Kohen going to the Bikur Kohen hospital. Serious problem of Tumah. But really, it technically doesn't belong here. It really belongs in Ilchus Tumah, which we'll get to some 42 months from now. The rate we're going. It'll take a long time. But, I'll forget to it then. If you remind me, maybe you remind me, make a note, put it in the computer, even, that when we get to the Sikhus Yurukhain, we have to have someone go on him, that we should go back here and see what he says about the Kohen visiting an app. I get the chance to say, I'm a Kohen, can I go to someone else? Yes or no? That's not kosher. And then Gilo, he goes over here, Shinola Bishato. I'm not sure what that means. Like you have Mago. No, the Magal Majid and Majid Shabbos is born in a certain time. You know your wife's birthday or the child's birthday? She's born at the same time as your birthday. Okay. But I think the Emerson Shabbos is probably the Mehivi's Shabbos, she quotes over here. What does that Gilo mean? Shabbikurem, Bikuram, Orevolo. Shabbitahan, Otomehem, Cholio Mechem. Now we're talking. We always get the rational Shabbos in tomorrow. And the Ben Gila means some of those companies pleasant. Some grumpy guy who he just can't stand walks in, and every second he can't wait till he leaves. So he's not going to take anyone sicker than the sickest. But if it's a pleasant person that he likes, hopefully the rabbi's in that category, he likes to be good or off, and the rabbi tells him the very Torah, he's the very Jesus, and the very Olam that's appropriate. So then he takes away his 60 years, so he makes him feel better. That's plus coffee there at Hanigla, as the Mehiri from Chatham of the Seas, what over here, Nishmat Avram. Okay, again, call a host to direct the Meshuggah, we'll eventually have three Akhlah. Someone says it's a hassle, it's a pain in the neck for the caller to have to be on his best behavior when someone wants, he wants to collapse, he wants to go to sleep. And then someone's visiting him, okay, the guy's eyes are closed, and the guy tells him to stay, but he wants to show another mouth to direct the Meshuggah. He didn't leave, he forgot the second hand. Eventually have three Akhlah. Somebody comes to visit someone in the hospital, and if the 2 minute disease, the wrong time, he turn around and go back. I mean, I slept half an hour. So you slept? We go back. That's all. You have to know when it's not appropriate. Fine. whole discussion in the Ramah, should a psalme go to the Zika Cholim? The Ramah says yes, and some say no, because he thinks it's common to make fun of him. Ah-ha, you're sick, ha-ha. Same thing for the Zika Zika Mavelim. They have to use the judgment this time. The Rabbanim, and that's what I've done in front. Okay, yeah. Okay, so you look up at this. And the Shachar, HaKol, if you match him on Sina, if you match him to Sona, and if you be called to the Beit Hillel, the Son of Shemanov, the character, they become all of it. Now, the Shalom Ben-Yan, I've once indicated those two Rabbanim were at the creek, there was some Narish guard, terrible, there was some silly thing, and then one of them was, ended up with an Avelis. So I myself brought the other Rabbanim to the hall, it was prearranged, that brought Rabbanim to Rabbanim's hall, for Nechum Avelis, and they lived happily ever after. And they tell them that that broke the ice, you know, broke the ice of the estrangement of myself and Alan together. So if it could be done, it's a tremendous mitzvah that comes out even from a sad situation. Okay. Told you how to sit, Shechina and Alan Vashem, the Shulchayla, shouldn't sit by the way the Shechina is, shouldn't have the first 3 hours of the day, because, again, it all depends, it's all relative to what, how people are being taken care of. Today's world. But since Shavuot, I mean, usually you wouldn't sit on top of there anyway. You sit on top of the bed for it. You want to see, you want to stay in the star of the bed. So, but the Cholish is not for himself. Kol Anah Basheru Shom. Rashi comments, I believe, in Tash Bayero, that the Kol Anah, and the Sahara Tiol is the Shmol, that the Cholish feels the bed. Him called that, the other people around the Cholish is a diamond for the person. No, because they'll be good. Oh, you know, make a thing, tell them, make a whole scene. Make a diamond the lave also. Feel his belave. Okay. If you have a diamond and a person should die, that's a serious show. That's a serious show. So the Ron says, if it's death in the Dara, by that man, the one over there, Rabbi says, call Shem Bevaka, call Shem Bevaka, shall the Rakhu, lo Shiyichya, lo Shiyomu. What does that mean? The problem should start up with Vake and Shrakum Alakola, so you almost. That's not my. Kiddush dip on the rack. If you pay the deal, what's in the Gemara? In the Dorim, if you can't, if you. Oh, never. Never. Hashem, take his life already. He's dying, he's terrible, he's suffering. Can't get out of the situation. So I said, Nah, I'm calling up a Kolio Harve. The Ashur Al Shayichia, that's the Kira critical thing. We'll get to it later. There are many doctors who will forget about the second part. They just, oh yeah, he's suffering a lot, they said he should die. But Ashkelon Sheyichya, they could have recovered, that's Reticha Mamish. Reticha Mamish, someone could have recovered, and they said, take him off the tools, take him off the machines, because he's in pain anyway. And he could have potentially had a complete recovery. We'll get to that a little bit later. How do I know it's true? He quotes the Gemara of Sefer Tzuvos, of Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph, the Amsa the Rebbe. When after the Rebbe saw how Rebbe was so sick, he rushed to Shiachufu al Yonama et Atatonis. Kolom was the lamest Rebbe. What is that? Wow. Any quotes over here, incredibly, you show me. I didn't look it up yet. The Shabbat Terek Yitzhak, Sof Halakabay. It says, from Adar Barama, Yahweh Chatar, Bar Bay, the Matzvist Bay, Mitz. What does that mean? Something that knocks at the Suadaka, but it's on a level of mate. He says, Kamish of Yomot, today Shiyomot, Kamish of Postalot of the Call. Whoa. Have to look up that Rishon, what's it exactly? And he calls a Tiferet Israel, end of Yuma, book the Rat, Haki Kaima, the Pokola, the Muzzle, the Spouse, Shiyomot, the Heaven of the Tattoo. Remarkable. So the Tzitzaris Yaka was printed in the back of the regular Mishnah on that Tzitzaris Yisrael, says, Kishem shu ba'atma mutlo l'spal l'ikach at nafsha l'imenu, kide matzile gabe Eliyo v'yona. Wow. Im kein gamma chaver mutlo l'vaka shalom. Looking for a Mitzia pei dal and an alas to tov. This is a book in the Shas. What do you guys think? I don't understand. What does it say pei dal and alas to Shas? What does it say dal and alas to tov? It is. Pintas, no? But then the pedal of Rachman was here. They look it up. Chora, at the bus. Okay. So look at the last one and see what it says. Come on, gotta get off the message. That's old fashioned. Pedal of an hour for soap. And he quoted Rav Moshe Feinstein, who's then still Shalita, Tafshin Mem Hei, but says that sometimes the mitzvah to daven that a person should die. The mitzvah to daven, he quotes the Gemara. Comes and sits on the answer and says no. That's right. That's it. Same as Gemara, I didn't know it was going to be a paid dollar. After Rav Yochanan lost his prime time, they didn't know what to talk to. So they asked the rabbi when he died. Can you imagine that? Rav Yochanan, the head of the God of Azar. Can you imagine how many times we said to the Gemara when they were sick, they should live? And they were saying, to the God of they should die. Because Rav Yochanan, his project couldn't, he was just devastated. And they thought they couldn't, they tried to talk him out of it, this, and it failed. Can you imagine that? So the answer is no. Because the Rabbanon, they knew Rebbe's master, they didn't swear that he died. Only the answer to the Rebbe. Answer the Rebbe. Passing answer to the Rebbe against all the Tamini Rebbe. I don't know. What about the Mabal of the Tia? What about the Ran of the Dara? The Passion is against the Tia. That's the Passion. Of course, the question becomes, if you can daven if somebody dies, that does that mean that you can cease to desist from activity to keep him alive? A little bit tighter than that, you know? You daven that he died, he's everything you possibly can to let people wait alive another minute. Is that a little bit of a time for disaster? Let's get to that later. Shin Lama Tet, see how to deal with your situation. Yeah. I don't know. That's why this Yerushalmi, I don't understand what it means. The Ryan, I believe, is the Yerushalmi, if I'm not mistaken. This Yerushalmi, is it Yerushalmi Yerushalmi too? No. Perik Yetet, Dolph Halacha Beis. Shabbos. Derek Yitzhak. Sof Allah Chabez. I mean, he quotes it over here. I know what they're going to add. They're looking at... This sounds very strange to me. Still not politically correct. Someone is some kind of... presumably some defect that's making them to a doctor to be afraid that he dies. I don't know. You can argue if Yochanan, I don't know, again, we're not here to argue anything, but just one could draw a possible distinction between Rabbi Yochanan, who was completely devastated, and this is a visual. I guess maybe so. Maybe they do, but at least in those days, maybe today it's true as well. Because the Psua doctor is going to live his life in misery, and he's a baby who was just born, so they got the impression he was just born, and they saw right away something was majorly wrong with his genital organs, if I understand correctly. So they prayed that he died. Was that it? Oh. Okay. This is Rav Ada Bar Ava, it's Yala Lechat Bar Bey. So that's what I have here in quotation. If you're a Shalmi comes to the Farshim, then you can I don't know if you're gonna answer me then. I'll just come and look it up, see what it says. But it's tremendous, it's amazing itself. You know, we always operate through what's operating and doing and intervening. Who said? Some of their cases maybe you shouldn't be doing so much intervention. You have to watch out for Dr. Death. You have to be careful that you shouldn't fall down the slippery slope too quickly. But that's what our love is all about. We'll try to go into some of the guidelines today, tomorrow, about what's to be done in such circumstances. It's very complicated. Okay. When a person dies to someone who is sick, so it says, Yichvel also the soul of Shah Holy Yisrael. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Siv Vav, comes from the Tur comes from the Ramban, comes from the Gemara Shabbat. Shabbat Hashibay. That's the famous expression, Shabbat Shibbizah Gurfuah Karova Lava. And they're beautiful. Says, Hamokam Yerachim Alecha Balchole Amo Yisrael. Or the also says, Hamokam Yerachim Alecha Besoch Chole Amo Yisrael. What do we say? No? Besoch Shar. Oh, what's Shar? We get it more grammatically correct, so holy is wrong. Whatever it may be, that's the meaning of the Mishnah Berurah Shabbat, that's how it says in the Shulchan Aruch. All right. Oh, I forgot before. He's quoting from Shlomo Zalman and others, can a man still be called by a woman and vice versa? That's fine. Aruch HaShulchan says, V'vakir ish l'isha v'isha l'ish, I won't know yichu kol yichu. Okay? So the Sicily answer is probably my uncle did that. That's a catch. You shouldn't do it. Subscribe to Dharma says no. Pikachonim is Nicham Avelim is Mutter. V'lo l'har b'sicha.
Oh.
Har b'sicha v'isha. I don't know. I guess maybe in those days they were so thrown that they never spoke to women otherwise, so they shouldn't come up with something to women that the Nicham Avelim is Pikachonim. But today, whatever, for better or worse, people are marv and sicha, but alamid and zachim. So when a woman is sick, a rabbi can't say, I was taught by my rabbi at rabbinical seminary not to visit the members of my congregation who are female, even if they are very, very sick. I never had a mitzvah, interesting mitzvah, nothing to do with it. It never had a shalom. I was a woman in my shul, a wonderful woman with terminal cancer, terrible, in a hospice. A hospice, it is now, the Jewish hospice is now started, starting, it did start, it will start, where we hold it. Started? Brooklyn, somewhere. But so at least a few years ago, there was nothing. Just started now? A few years ago, never. The only hospice of any was anything was a Catholic hospice. Right near Einstein. You don't know about Einstein theory? It's called Cavalry or something like that. Cavalry. Catholic. So I went to visit her a few times. Never. So once I went to every time, when I visited her, she was always had a little tichel on. So once I came, right, towards the very end, and she was there, and I walked in, and she had no tichel, no hair, nothing. I walked up to the afternoon, please put a cushion on my head. So they asked me, one of the sons came to me outside and said, Rabbi, Nebuch, it's such a mountain. Why should she have to cover her head? There's never no hair on her head. Never. So I said, I'll be the truth. They got the beaker, it's faded. You have to cover your hair, to cover your head is the passion of the Dindaraisa. That's the Torah's Rosh, you should do with the hair. It's nothing to do with Aranyana. So I'm just reminding myself that a woman should always be given a dignity. Even if a word for you required, Afi Alapa. She always, for a woman, always cover the hair with nice hair and in good health. So for her dignity, I thought it was important. At least when the rabbi walked in, I thought even all the other times, that's the way to get comfort. I'm not coming here as a bishop. But when I walked in, it would be more dignified for her to appear that way before.
What
happened
to the general? At what point?
The main rule of thumb, someone won't be here for that this year, is if you can save the person's life, you don't belong in a hospital. You cannot save the person's life, but that's when the hospital makes you more comfortable. That's the general rule of thumb. Okay. Interesting this. What do you tell the chola? Fascinating. Not very politically correct. The Torah of Zion. Uman Kirin, also Shiite Dato al Yono. It's a separate smoke. Where they say, listen, maybe if you owe money to you, you owe money to, you owe you money. Shiite Dato al Yono, Zion Machenik, they say, Yosef and Amovit. So that's the Torah in Simon Shinlam Reis Zion. Source is Masechet Smokas, and I believe it's found in the Ramban and Torah Adar as well. It's Ches, that you don't visit the Kol and the Ayin and make Shem Kisufa. Again, it's a general rule. If it's someone who is embarrassed by it, so you don't go. And they're talking about, excuse me one second, Kol is a Takas Le'alma. The Koshale Diburo, people can't talk. So what do you do? He says, hey, Mavakan also the phone up because he's going to feel so bad he can't talk. He's out the whole time. You walk into it, he can't talk. But the man has that, I think we should go in. And all the time people don't know what they call these ventilators. On the ventilator, they cannot talk. I believe, again, I don't want to go against the Shulchan Aruch, but I believe, and in some cases today, the Koshale Diburo is not because he's so sick that he's about to die, and he's a CEO, he can't talk to him, he's so heartbroken. But no, He's going to recover, Mr. Shepard. Right now, he can't talk with the ventilator. The ventilator in his mouth. I do not believe it's in that category. But I'll check in the Russian of the Ramban, see if I have any view. Forget it.
How
would you say?
Well,
what about the guy that allergy was the Paul can do say, but you know, a person is sick and is the worker going to work, he's going to work and rub the cocoa. That's what I would suggest. Going to work. So he has a migraine headache. You know. It's a missing, yeah, you know, challenge to take a fair field goal, either. No, make a healthy person feel good also, but you wouldn't categorize it as the cocoa. Mm-hmm. This is a case of the talk of Le Alma. But when he's the talk of Le Alma, is an expression which means the, how do you translate it literally? Talk of Le Alma? The world is, I don't know, talk of itself. You know, grim, I don't know how to say in this kind of case. It sounds like he's dying. So then he shouldn't visit him. And then it says, the kashalei dibura. But it seems to me, if hopefully going to get better, even though he can't talk, he should visit Mr. Ramban, page Yud-Zayin in the Chevelle edition. And the new tour, they say that they polished it, all the quotes in the Chevelle edition. So again, if you want to come tomorrow to Svara, you bring a Ramban, a Parathanda, you bring a tour, you bring a Shavano. This is what we're going to try to say it as much as we can. We'll look at tomorrow when it's appropriate. Okay. Not a very commonly done. Didn't we back in Choli Goyim and Zedak and Shalom? The Mishnah. Right? In Gittin, that's not a Chalom, right? Okay. This is the end of Simon Shin Lamed. Hey. Shin Lamed, oh, the Ramah has something which is not found in the earlier sources. The Ramah has, quote, Yesham Shemish Yesh Lecholu 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 Lecholu. Some say Mishabera, the Shach says that you need Shabbat and Yotzer. Wow. And some say you should do it on Shabbat and Yotzer. That's a good thing. turn around. Okay. Then, it says, and some say a minute, Likol Hashem Chodesh, Kishini Hashem, Korea, Gzar, Dino. That's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Shini Hashem. Rav Tez Zayin of the day. That's what it says. Quote over here, someone quotes on the side, and you look at the, I think it's Rabbeinu Yeruchim, we have the whole Seder of Shini Hashem. How do you do it? It's printed a certain Sidurim. You don't know which Sidur has it? Rav should know these things. Where is it found? Maybe Michal Sashanah has it. I believe the article does not have it, if I'm not mistaken. It's not a commonly done practice, nor recommended all the time, but it is a something which is done, and there is a certain Seder, which I still have quoted. Where did I see it quoted? Nowadays, they don't change a name, we add a name. In the old days, they actually change the name. It's called Avraham and change it to Yitzchak. Complete change of the name. Oh, maybe I found it. Yeah. Say, now I never heard someone change their name with my mother. Have you? They added it. Chayim, Rafael, Alter, things of the essential. Chaya, for a woman. That's what it says. I want to point out before we go into that, that the idea of Yelech Eshel Chacham is a very important Ramban. Ramban is in Parsha Yisro, called by the Mishmas Avram. Very important. There, Yitzhak approaches Moshe Rabbeinu and says, you know, noble people, your schedule is crazy. Moshe was the first rabbi, Rabbeinu Moshe. So you have a crazy schedule, you can't survive this way. So what do you do all day? So Moshe gives him a schedule. He passes the Nei Torah, and he offers Alayha Om Libra Shalokim. What does it mean, explains the Ramban? What does it mean? It's Baal Al Kolein, as they did with the Nevi'im later on. The fun of the Israel, Pasukim in Malachim, went to the Nevi'im, etc. And then what else does it say? Chodatam is a Derech Yelkuba, I told the Sarah, I believe that the Mepharshim point out, that Yisro's ace is the most Shavei was only to get rid of one of his jobs. Didn't stop being a Rebbe. And he didn't stop being the person who they came for what is called today, a Rebbe. They came for all the Torah. So the Choloyim, they came still to Moshe Rabbeinu. The only job that he got rid of, he delegated, was to be a judge, a dying. All the they set up a whole judicial system to take that load off the tent. But the first two aspects, namely, taking care of their personal needs and teaching them Torah, the rabbi cannot delegate. So I don't care if you have a sitting rabbi, it doesn't matter. You can delegate a little bit, but you have to be the one taking care of their personal Torah, teach them Torah. Then it's all you can delegate. I think it's so good. Fine. Now, talk about davening. Davening. It's a question of how, when are you permitted to daven? When are you permitted to daven? Some postulates are what are called a tefillah show. Someone has already entered into the final stages of terminal cancer. The doctor says a few hours when he says, I refer to them, you just have a refuah shalema. Their apostles would say that it's mamish and illicit tefillah. The tefillah show. Because the derech ha-tevet cannot happen. You're not permitted to pray for miracles. Some folks would say, you're not permitted to pray for miracles. Others have a different approach, but that's why I thought that was the pashtus. You're not permitted to pray for miracles. And the person is never so far advanced in the terminal cancer, that it's a matter of hours. You can daven the Kodesh Baruch Hu, so he should die in peace. And if you're not, you don't want to take a chance, that he should be in peace. He shouldn't have any pain. He should live as long as he lives, or have a temporary recovery, a complete recovery when it's medically impossible. The way he can die, you want to daven, there should be a new cure, a miracle cure should emerge. I don't know, they have it for the laboratory mice. So maybe they should stop at the Kodesh Baruch Hu, they should be able to develop it for humans within the next month, they should say my relative was to only have a month to live. Okay. Once that was for a new cure in the medical community, that's perhaps not a tefillah show. The dominant, given today's medicine, that this person should recover, when the doctor all say fail, but it's impossible, that's a chor tefillah show. That's a fashion. Depends what the diagnosis is. They can say they get some chemotherapy could work. Right? We can try to extend his life. That's not considered a tefillah show. So it comes to the conversation at a terminal point. We'll get to this a little later on. It's too late. Blood pressure is sinking and all this spreads all over the body. It's in the head. It's in the one of the spots. That ever happens. All right, God, give him a complete recovery. That's the name. Well, may not have a cure. Okay. Interesting thing over here, according to the Shiure Bracha on the bottom, that we daven for a distinguished individual, no title to use. There's no title, it's not for your own father. You don't say, Avi Lori, Zion, Ben Shimon. No. You don't come to Ain God was the man called Israel. You may say Avi, not Avi Mori. Mori is not Rebbe. Avi, the last Avi is a sign of basic respect that you may say, but the title, you know, as a name of Rabbeinu, you know, what can I say? And so that's without any disrespect, but that's, you know, ordinarily if they make one for an Aliyah, but you talk about Shavera, you're supposed to say. The name? That's okay. Yes. The father's name? Yeah, you're permitted to say a father's name. Even though normally he's not supposed to say father's name. But he's talking to a bunch of children. They let us say Avi, Chaim, and Shimon. He got the word Baruch. Imi, Chanavan, or Shimon, they got the word. Chaim, Ben, Sarah. Or Imi, Rivka, Ben, Rachel. That's use the mother's name. It comes to crunch time, you know. The Mishnah calls the name of the father. Always the father's name. Always the father's name. Always the father. Always the father's name. So we come to the crunch. Don't think. In the Kutz Avdecha Ben Amosef, we have the mother's name. No, Arab. Yes. And God is now welcome. I just call him sure, brother. God is the first world, which never has wanted for this person. This great person, this super person, this stupendous person. Talking about his love. And it's not an alien in the shoe. It's not some honorific matter. The Rabbi ends the simon that Nicham Avel and the Kod of the Bika Kolom. But let's look at it here. So the famous Tarif Neron Sameh, I'll say it, the Tachash Ashtikul Tara, the Gemara has in the Sekht Sukkah, but the anti-Yerushalayim, that they would go from place to place to place with holding on to the love. And it says there, Bika, the Vaka Kolam, the Levam Yadayim, and the Nacham Avilam, the Levam Yadayim. The Rambam quotes it that way. Two gears, but the Rambam quotes. The Steer, the Rambam Yadayim, the other way, he says that Nich quotes the same as Ramon. That Nich Avilam Kolam, the Kolam, explains why, says the Rambam, $30 of trouble. Because Nich Avilam is covered at Haim and covered at Mason. And Bika Kolam is only covered at Haim. The Hakam, when it came to the Lula, was Bakert. It's the first Bika Kolam, the Nich Avilam. But the Rambam, the Gaval, the Gapshah. But the Rambam holds this type of Avelis. Rambam holds Ein Avelis Memoel. No Avelis Chalamoid. She's the Rambam. No Avelis Tukir Tos Uksubis. No Avelis Chalamoid. What kind of Bika? What kind of Nichol Avelis? How can you say no Avelis Chalamoid? Rambam is so called Nichol Avelis Chalamoid. The Terech is no Avelis Chalamoid. The person is not considered to be in the category of being an Avelis. Still, Nebuch the relative died. Just Nebuch the relative happened to die in the middle of Sukkot. So you can ignore the whole situation to let the Simchat Torah. That's not nice. So the one to say was that Nicham Avelim normally is covered a chayim and covered a mason. That's only what it is in Nicham Avelim. But Yom Tov, when there's no Nicham Avelim, Nicham Avelim is only covered a mason. And then all year long, Nicham Avelim is first. Why? Because the Rambam explains it's both. Chayim and mason is supposed to be covered on the chayim. When it comes to Yom Tov, Sukkot, Nicham Avelim is only covered on Mason, it's called covered on Chayim, covered on Chayim, covered on Chayim. Look at Nechus, Nechus and Nechus and Rambam, very interesting. Stickle fire. Okay, so we finish one sim, it's Shin Lamed Hei. Any questions? Shin Lamed Vav. Shin Lamed Vav is entitled, I guess it's still called Gilgal Tikkun Cholin, but in the chapter of the Shavar it's called Dinei HaRofe. Dinei HaRofe. In fact, he's given the sheet to pre-med, not the rabbanim. So first of all, maybe some of you are pre-med. And second of all, you have man relatives who are pre-med, or you know doctors or friends, so it's important to know Dinei HaRofe. Very, very important. It all starts again with the Ramban, who was also a doctor, by the way. The Ramban was a doctor. We know the Ramban, the Ramban was also a doctor. Let me tell you what we're not doing. The Ramban and Torah Sama, the lengthy discussion of the about Takana, as far as Chil Shabbos is concerned. Although it belongs here, very important, tremendously important, you started to hear Torah Sama, I'm skipping. What can I do? I can't, we can't learn everything. I guess the most important, I have to make one reference, at least only 20 pages I'm skipping, is that the Ramban is quite clear here that a Cholish Eibot Takana, meaning the Chal Shabbos Vim, the Shinoi, even in a something which was otherwise via the Oraita. That's the Machlokes, it's worth chatting the Mechaber. The Mechaber is learned differently. If you look at the original sources, the Al-Tareb points out, the Al-Tareb, the Egwe Tal, that's what the Ramban holds, that's Pashas what the Halacha should be. The Shemir Shabbat was two opinions. The Mishnah Berurah was the other opinion. That's not true. But you cannot do something which would be the Oraita machine. Look at the source of the Ramban, here you'll find it. It makes. Okay, so we're skipping all the way to page Mem Aleph. In Torah's order, I'm skipping 20 pages because I have to do it really at the Shabbos. I'm skipping. And that's not our topic for right now. It's a true event at the beginning. So I'm going to stay with the Ramban, and I'm skipping those that wrote the Mechomet HaKherim. But she meant Shabbos, Yom Kippur, and so that page of Mem Aleph in Torah's order, which is Shimon Shinlam involved in the Torah of the Mechaber, Dei Rav, it's not Perek HaChovel, Bava Kama, that's the Hamid Beis, Rappo, Yerappe, Mikansh, and Nidne Rishut, Lerofe, Lerappo. So it sounds like curing someone is simply a rishus. It's something which is permissible. If you stop here, one could argue, is the Ramban Lashitosa? The famous Ramban in Parshas biblical cult, I believe. But the Ramban says that, biblical cult. You want to get it in? So the Heinzig Ephedra says, the Ramban is a terror club, I'll post a good hour. The Ramban says like this, person should have trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the big tzaddikim, they're doctors, they put their faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore you can all get shot. Nidnerishut, that it's permissible for a doctor to heal. And the Chiddush is that even though, ideally, as Ramban, let me quote from the Ramban, the oath is draw shleimim v'im rabbi lo yitzmagin yonah v'tem v'klau lo v'guf lo v'artam lo v'chvolo lo v'yotam v'im yivarach Hashem lachom v'meima v'yotam lachom v'kir v'ma shlo yitzak l'rofe lo v'shtana v'derach v'dach v'rufuot klau v'shed ani Hashem v'fecha v'chein hayu ha-tzadikim otsim v'zman ha-nevua. They didn't have to rope, they went to the Nevi'im. That's Rapa Yerapa, because you didn't even shoot the rope for the Rapa. Lama should didn't even shoot the Chol of his Rapa. How do you like that? But the Chol comes to be Misrape. V'hu lo hoya me'atat Hashem shechilka b'chayim, ein the rope and let's ask the Berfuah. Gosh, it's only though, Tzadikin, Bizman and Avur, Shekshay Yisrael Yishlema, V'yalim, V'tag Akhra, Tzol V'dor HaTeva. That's what Rav Baldenberg said. That nowadays we have, it's a field to seek out medical attention. This point here from the Sith of the Ether, that that was the Ramban of Chumash only for the Tzadik of Gemurah, his master was Zimam of Anateva. Nowadays when we see it, no one's not that, not Adrega. So we should ask, we should doubt for if we'll be healed, we'll be healed by doctors. Rabbi Vajra's quote over here, in Yechad Adas, Chelek Aleph, Tamar Rabban, Moshe Bizman Azeh, that is known as Nevua, the Chuyavim Lesnag of the Asa Sarofim, the requirement. That's what he said. Anyone agree that now that a person has the right to refuse medical care? So apparently they're on some, yeah? Now the Nevua suggests a person has the right to refuse medical care. So he said, Rabbi Vajra comes out very strongly, it's not true. That's not true. You can't go against the Rishonim. And although there are those who disagree, Rabbi Abinazin, Rabbi Abinazin, Rabbi Shlomo Kluger, the Ravadah, the Chilas Kol Taros of the Ram Tzvuim, that it's been done from the Rishonim, Shem Lomokom Sakona, also the Kola, the Hachrat, the Rabbi Menuchel Shabbat, and Rabbi in Torah, and the Rabbi Yumar, Ben Yona, and the Rabbi quotes many Rishonim all the same way. And therefore, he goes to the Chazon Ish in a letter, the person should not go to a doctor. The person should go to a doctor. Is there any source to this? Who said the person should go to a doctor? That a doctor should heal the patient, there is a source. What's the title of the Rishut? The first one explained that if it had not been for the Rishut of the Rapha, your Rapha would have been prohibited to get a mouth for a fool for one of two reasons. Theological. If God is mighty, then why should I get it there? And practical. And they make a mistake. They make matters worse. Every doctor knows about malpractice suits, and you may get the wrong medicine, and hand slip. So watch they get involved. We'll see it in a minute. That's for those reasons. You have compensatory, you have a reshut. But once the reshut, there becomes a mitzvah. What is a mitzvah? Who knows? What is a mitzvah to heal somebody? Who knows? Who? Correct. Vashevo solo. Modash, not Vashevo solo. You should return to the Lord. Vashevo solo. You should return him to himself. Vashevo solo. For Hashavas Gufo. The Kavathomas, Hashavas Ramona. Hashavas Gufo. This is what it says. The Mitzvah says the right to the Pashtun. The Pashtun. I'll just quote a different problem. The Nishmarte Ma'old and Afshal Seche. Post the Pashtun for Tana. Is it really true? Is it Gemara Masechta Yuma? Excuse me, Gemara Masechta Brachos. Lamed Beis and Beis, Achotzer Echad, and he didn't respond to the Tzar. He said, what is it? Doesn't your Torah rak Shavuha Ushmonav Shamol? Different Paul can say, wrong praise Allah. So that's a pillar of the Masechta. That's about Shikhat HaTorah. Shikhat HaTorah. But the Rambam says, Yishav alakha, Ushmar nafshecha ma'od. Rambam says, it's right there. The answer called Mitzvah, Yishav alakha, Ushmar nafshecha ma'od. Yishav alakha, Ushmar nafshecha ma'od. Why that? Any maybe it's the Minchas Kinnah. That's all about that Shikhat HaTorah. Maybe the different puzzles. We don't understand. So we can call Tmuna, says Shibat Kulo Shamanu. I, the guy, the Hekmon, the Mahat, the Devil, the Kimkayim, the Minas. But the Rambam, why do you call this puzzle? It's a kind of an additional mitzvah of Asher Yivol Solo, which is a simple pshat in the mitzvah of practicing medicine. Fine. Then come on, Sanhedrin ain't given him an olive. That's where Asher Yivol Solo is found. This is the part of the introduction of the Nishmas Avram, the Siman Shin Lamed Vav. The Ramban says something very important, which is critical for our discussion. Tirish, Shemi Yomar Rofi Mali Betzara Zeh, Shema Etev and Ipsayt Bihorek Nefashat Beshoge. What am I here for? The Siva Knosva Torah Rishus the Rabbah. Even though you know you do 1,000 petitions, you make a mistake once, but as long as you it's a net gain, you'll heal more than you will harm, then this halacha applies. However, a doctor should try to consult. Quote of Shulchan Aruch. So he's asking the refuah, Elam Kenu, Boki, Veloye Shom Godo Limenu, Shem Loken, away the Shofei Domim. Can you imagine that? If you didn't consult with someone who is greater than you, is considered to be in the category of Shofet Zom. Simon Shinlan above, Sif out. By contrast, if a person is not going to involve the Pekuah of Nefesh, when they ask somebody, I read the Shofet Zom, I feel the answer merely Shira Hachem with someone else, Shalom and I call others to offer the travel. So you're, wow. Be very careful. Very careful. The Beis Yosef points out that the two and the Rabban flip on this. Who's the Shofet Zomim? The answer is probably both. The one who performs medicine when he shouldn't be and doesn't perform when he should be. The Beis Yosef is at the bottom of page Kuf Ayin Gimel, this edition. Be very careful when you're a doctor. Not easy. So the discussion, I think, in the Nishmat Avraham of somebody who said, I'm not learning medicine. Because if I learn what to learn medicine, I'm going to be caught in this terrible quandary. I shouldn't. So there, I think he said, not learning medicine, you could, is also a Shofet Zomim. I don't know about that. A lot of people here could sit the AMCAS and do quite well. So I don't know. We don't go that far. There are other doctors in town. But the person should know that if he has the ability to save someone's life, he has to do it. If he's supposed to tell someone else, and doubtless he's also considered the category of Shofet Zomim. Who's the mother of all these things? The Ramban. Will the Ramban get it from? I think it's original. Have a common sense? Okay. Fred Ramban and Gamal look at Kasha. Kasha Lee, with the Tanya with Tosefta. Tosefta in Baba Kama. Tessa Lama Gimel. Rofe, Uma, Sharibit, Rishut, Beth, and Dizik. I raise a goal there. I'm on the shoulder against Padova. Wait a minute. Wait a second. So now, the doctor, what have they been involved for? Sheva asked them to take the organs of Russia to Shoge. The tells to give you some rishos, that implies that if you did made a mistake, you're not guilty, but the Tosef says you are guilty. So the Sedra Amman follows him. A rope can die, hear it? Rope is like a die, like a judge. With two beloved, the entire below Hoda, and a love onish cloth, and Arminon, and Sanhedrin, Shemi Omadai Mali, listen to Tara there. That's the back of the expression of Rabban. Rabban lifted his expression to the Moses by Zayonim. Mali, listen to Tara there. Time of Lola, Vimchem, Bidvara Mishpot. Talk to Divrei Ayomim. By your own Shopot. Ein le dain of a mash, ein of ro. So it's a doctor, that's not to say every day he goes to sleep at night. Rebbeinu Shalom, I did 25 procedures today. Maybe one of them was wrong, I made a mistake, and I got to clap on chet, and I made a mistake, and it's terrible. He doesn't know I made any mistakes. He thinks he did everything right. Even if clapping Shemaya guy did something wrong, it's not a mistake. Hey, the dying of the Mashiach Rosh, say that by a regular dying. By a judge, you're going to Rabbanus, you may be called upon to serve as a dying. If you pass in the Zid Torah, you may make a mistake, but you don't know you make a mistake. If the clap on chet at night, come out, maybe I made a mistake, no! Ain't the dial of Ashen of Rose. You called it like a thief, and then you did it, you tried to do the best job you could, and that's all. Ah, but he came to the Rabbah. If Tom and those are the best, it's Tom. The Shalom in Beto. I'll drop on my Yidum, but if I'm a Koshim, it's a simple cafe, and some of the Zion should talk to pay money. Ah, but God, the Hotham, if Don, which is best to talk. Hey, if you get the permission to pass him, because they want, hey, why malpractice? Why should I become a diet? It's costing $1 million. I'll make one mistake in a $1 million case, I'll be broke the rest of my life. We give you authority. That's going to be a system that you should practice by honest. You want to be, we hold you exempt from payment. So by doctor too? Somebody said, yeah, you know, by doctor too. I've can't see other possible potential. Don't have to pay. Hello, there ain't no possible dine shamayim. The Yigle Alamito, whole of the Noda Shetah, the Hizik Ohemis Biyadai. This is the Rabban there. And if you don't know you made a mistake, you're off the hook. If you know you made a mistake, then what's it is, if you had explicit permission, you would be part of Vidinei Adam, Mechayah Vidinei Shemayim. If not, Mechayah Vidinei Adam. The big question that comes, was it permission? What's permission mean? Permission to practice or explicit exemption from payment? How do you love Shabbat Ramban? What does it mean, not permission? What do the words mean? What do the words mean? The quote that Tosefta and Baba Kama. There's a list in Kaikov Allah Kabbalah. But the Tura Medina Adam Bechayot Medina Shamayim, Rofe Uman Sharifa Mishus Benzin, Pasa Medina Adam, Vidino Masu La Shamayim. A different phrase. Vidino Masu La Shamayim. Okay, there's two phrases, we don't understand what they mean. What does it mean, Bershus Bezdin? Bezdin gave permission to practice, they gave him a special exemption. And what does it mean, Dino Masla Shemayim? It's Chayim Bezdin Shemayim? Or something different? If you didn't know about your mistake, Eno Chayim Klum? Kamosha Zayim, Potter Lagami, maybe Dino Bezdin Shemayim, Eno Shemayim. Husha Yizar, Kamosha Royal, Yizar, Bezdin Nefashim, Lo Yatsuk Vipshia. And then he says, this never should be, you shouldn't think it's chashash hashgaga, inami, theology. I could have spoken both of them, but Rabbi, as I told you before, both are found over here in the Ramban, that there was just a mitzvah. Kofi kulak nefesh. And it was just any longer. He quotes many, many sources. The Mechal Shabbat over it. And on Shabbat, Hazorah, the Rebbe Meshuvah, so clearly, you have to practice medicine, you have to do medical things. I call the Shabbat. That means it was Rishus. Had it not been finished, it couldn't get started. Once you get started, Rishus becomes a mitzvah. But after you're bucking, you're there, the top of the love of goo, the she'ain shall go to be metal. But if you don't know what you're doing, well, you have to hate the grand. It's go to be metal. You shouldn't do it. Kama Kama Mishad Dinim Varos Shabbatara. It's a go to be metal. Let him pass in his Vintara. Let him pass in the din of the fashion of this code. So the fashion point out, I think it's the Nishma Savram or somebody, it's only true if the Gadol is available. That's your doctor. The Gadol is a bigger doctor than you. But he's busy from morning to night. He can't move. And It's a big question that Rav Yashav has asked, this Nishmas Avram. How can a doctor ever take a vacation? How can a doctor ever eat lunch? How can a doctor have a normal life? You're always saving people. So Rav Yashav says, there's another doctor you can take off like everywhere. But if you're the God of Azar and medicine, I don't know if you can take off. Because everyone is, a little bit should go crazy, but beyond that, everyone's counting on you. So too. The Gaulas are learning. Not every stock go to Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. Not every stock go to Rabbi Yashav today. Every stock go to Rabbi Yashav. Gaulas are, every single stock in the world is going to be crazy. It's impossible. You have to know what you could answer. And what you have to kick upstairs to a higher authority. Same applies to a rock, applies to a dying. It's as good as an apt analogy. That's the one you can ponder yourself, what you should ask others. If you make a mistake in either direction, it's a big problem. The Rebbe Shalovich is present, the Chayitik Chayim et Hashlumim, Bibboki. What does Bibboki mean? A people who Boki the Shulchan Aruch says. He's clumped. If Shalovich is present, you have to pay. The Koshkin Akashain Bezin Marsh and the Mishan Abok. No, now it's very tricky. A Bezin Marsh and the Mishan Abok. See, and I have different stages. A person who's considered a Boki, considered a Boki, how do you mean this line? The Rebbe Shalovich is best in the Chizik Chayav and Tashlum is Bibboki, even though it's a Boki. Then it says, Koshkin Akash and Bez and Marsh and the Mishain of Boki. What do I mean? What does it should mean? Does it should mean Rishut to practice? Or does it should mean, like I have an expression in Sanhedrin by Adayah, not that Rishut to be Reish Galusa? Does it mean I got Rishut to be Reish Galusa to practice Dayonis? You don't have to have Rishut to practice Dayonis. Rishut means what? An exemption from payment. He's going to give me an exemption if I make a mistake off the tank. What does this mean in this context? Little tiny, I'm in front of you. What does it mean? You read, I read it three times. What does it mean? Not clear. Unclear what the Ramban is saying. Is he saying Rishus, which pardons you from paying, is Rishus the practice? And then we'll have to pass the medical board is automatically punted from malpractice. Is that what the Ramban is saying? Well, no. Kalila. Except unless the guy gets an explicit dispensation for payments, which no doctor gets nowadays. He's going to have to pay if he makes a mistake, even though he has to pass on the medical board. That's what I think. That's what I think. Is it so clear? I mean, what's the truth, Lashon? Well, the Ramban said that. Right. I want to know, is it sure that to be licensing? The best is the license, they give you the best to practice medicine? Or does it mean they give you an explicit exemption for payment? That's not clear. Not true. There's a whole mission of Hakim Bright if I care. Hold up tomorrow. The law is similar to an arm of a cafe. Well, the people who are licensed to you on them and they make mistakes and they have to pay. The path was licensed. Hope for us to talk about the that life is not popping the payment. I'm capturing. So I think that the other shot is the correct shot. That life is not up to popping the payment. And if a malpractice, you have to pay malpractice. Unless you have explicit exemption, which people don't get these days. And I wonder, we begin to wonder, even if it would work an explicit exemption, then we can give it. Best is so concerned that I practice, they'll give me an explicit exemption. But can anyone else give it besides the business? Government? To call themselves on a waiver? Do these things work? These are very serious questions. I had a doctor who said he made a mistake. A dentist, I made a mistake, did something wrong. The patient has no clue. Am I required to reimburse them? Now what's that? He's trying to eat up. Do I know? Did it show me that? We did the other? Maybe. The other? I know I made a mistake. It's all a serious matter. I spoke about it, and some of you maybe know. It was here. Yeah, but who was there that year? One? Only one. So maybe tomorrow we'll start with that. That's here, that the malpractice issue, which is really more of a comment this year, but it's very important. And then we'll start. We'll go quickly through Shin Lamed Zayin, and I'll go quick. And tomorrow's chapter is Shin Lamed Tes. That's very difficult. Shin Lamed Tes is the definition of death, definition of a ghost age. definition of what you do and don't do in order to save a person's life. You want to look it up in advance, look up in the classic source, but the modern sources are critical. In the Yiddishmas Avraham, Bo Kalokim, the original Yard and the Chelek Dalet, he gives the latitude from Rav Moshe, gives from Rav Yashir, from Rav Shlomo Zalman, so they had their modern posts, with so much modern technology, you couldn't answer this 50 years, a different world. The world changed in the last 5 years too. Must you intervene in every medical situation? And this is what you're going to be asked, I'm telling you, Rabbi Hussein, more than Avel HaShav. And Avel HaShav, they can say, call me, I'll talk to you again in 3 hours. These have to be ready to answer at least a little bit on the spot. Very serious shout. Extremely serious. Most serious shout. These are the questions. Now, we have to recognize that we're not the key of ourselves so much. We have to try our best. So, Bishop, tomorrow we'll start that, we'll talk a little about the malpractice. We'll go into that. And after we finish that, then the Shin Mem starts with Korea and then what's more conventionally that are included in the available syllabus. I think it's as important, if not more, as an introduction. So tomorrow's going to close at 9 o'clock. Something, the Ron said something. I want to show you the nuances as well. That's going to be tomorrow to the Ron. But one more thing, that's the Rashash discussion. That's a very troublesome question. That's why I get so nervous about the Rashash is bothered by the power situation. What will happen? Let me answer it in. Let's go back to Rashi Sheet, the simple Pshad Rashi. The diffusion of light theory, yeah? What happens will diffuse so much that on top will be Tulsa and Ruba Mitzulsa, but in the bottom will be Chamsa and Ruba Mitzulsa? What then? What would you say? What's your first reaction? I'm looking at it first. That's the Rashi's question. It's good? You know, I see air on the ground more than I see...
The whole discussion here seems to be that we measure by the Chav, but the body is an indicator of what's going on.
Very good. Tomorrow, Mishim. Now look at the 2.0 on the road. The Rabbeinu Tam's Kasha and the Rashash's Kasha. Rashash is a detail, but they relate to how we answer the other Kasha. Because tomorrow, Mishim, she'll very likely be tomorrow at 12. I'll let you know in the morning when I get here. But buy an extra donut if you want to stop it before she is. What they could tie a beirah, a ayah, a kala. Not for sure. The time was here.